weekend is here. It's time to make some plans, time to figure out what's going on in Pittsburgh. What can you do to entertain yourself and your loved ones and hopefully not get into too much trouble? But a little trouble is good. It's the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast, making trouble every week on the internet tubes. And I'm Josh Rollerson. Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh joins me for this segment every week. Rachel, welcome back.
Hello. I like a little bit of trouble, like maybe eating too much and feeling really regretful afterwards, but it was like good trouble.
I feel like that's a theme that we've hit upon here.
Well, I was going to say drinking, but I thought eating was
That's safer. The other one.
But yeah.
Okay. Well, so disclaimer, there's always the potential to overdo it. There's always the possibility that you can regret some of these decisions.
In the morning.
But dwell on that.
Yeah, but the fun can be had prior to.
All right. So let's make some trouble.
Yes.
What do you got?
So we have Bloomfield Little Italy Days, which if you're Italian like me, or you just love Italian food, this is the event for you. And if you've never been to Bloomfield, which is a very charming little neighborhood.
Little Italy.
Yes. And there's a lot of great places there, and they're going to have a ton of different booths out and activities, music, just kind of like a street fest. And really, if you've never been up to Bloomfield before, this might be the opportunity because they have a lot of hidden treasures. I did a food tour, the Berg Bites and Bits tour, which is an awesome tour if you've never done it. And we did Bloomfield. And there was so much that I discovered there. Like, it's crazy. Little hidden.
I can believe it. I mean, I don't spend a lot of time there, but every time I, you know, drive Liberty Avenue, I see a restaurant or some crazy ethnic grocery that I didn't notice before. And it just gives the sense of a lot going on. And presumably off on the side streets, there's even more that you're not even
seeing. That's what I was going to say. There's like this little grocery. I think it is, and excuse my Italian, but it's Grocery Italiano or something.
I said you were Italian.
I am.
Oh,
but I this is horrible. I took French and I don't know any of that either. But it's adorable. And there's, of course, the old little lady that is making sauce, still getting up and making the dough for the pizzas. And it was so interesting. And then there's this hidden cooking school upstairs, up above a gift shop, and just incredible find. So Little Italy Days, Thursday through Sunday, you can hit it up and enjoy being Italian or fake being Italian.
Cool. Do you have like a little Italian grandmother who makes
pizza. That was the thing. Pizza on Fridays during Lent was amazing, and her wedding soup was incredible, and her pasta sauce, so good. So really, it's where it's at. So if you want your fill of Italy, that's where you want to be.
Mangia.
Yes. Yes. Or.
That's Italian, right? Yeah.
Yes. Mangia. Eat. So if you have your fill of food, you can head to the art festival on Walnut. I think we talked about this before, but there's a lot of hidden art galleries on Walnut and Shadyside
right.
That I don't think people realize. And so they do this art festival yearly, and it's one of the biggest art festivals in Pittsburgh, other than obviously Three Rivers. Mm-hmm. And you can head to Shadyside, check out all the art. They're doing raffles for art. So if you want to build your collection, it's the place to go.
Where do you like to eat in Shadyside?
Where do I like to eat in Shadyside? That's a good one. I love Soba. I think that they're new. They have like a new, maybe a year or two old. They redid their whole restaurant, and the bar area is beautiful. So if you need a happy hour place to go, that's the spot.
Nice. Okay.
Yes, love Soba.
So there's like a row of restaurants on Highland, I guess. Is that, would you consider that Shadyside, or is that
so
East Liberty or what?
There is a great tip. We have talk boards on Yelp, and people like to debate a lot of things on the talk board. And one of the things that they like to debate is the line between East Liberty and Shadyside. And the debate was whether it was Shadyside on the one side of Center. Am I saying that right? Where the Whole Foods is at?
Right. That's Center.
Or the other side. Like, when does Shadyside begin? Like, after the Whole Foods or right at the center?
You mean
center?
North or east of Whole Foods?
It would be like east of Whole Foods.
Okay.
Like, on the other side of Whole Foods at the end of the store, would that be the start of Shadyside? So that was a great debate. And from the city maps,
I mean, culturally, Whole Foods has to be in Shadyside.
Right.
Leaving aside geography, like that's who's shopping there.
And it is, per the city maps.
Okay.
It is. So I would say that that Highland is Shadyside. So you have the Mad Max, you have the noodle place. Now I can't think of the name. It's escaping me, but it's a really, really awesome place. And you can get Thai and obviously noodles.
Okay.
And you have Casbah. So there's a lot of great places on there.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you for indulging
the
me
Shady
in that
Side.
Little,
yeah.
Mini food tour of Shady Side. What else is on the calendar?
So we also have the Neighborhood Flea on Sunday.
The what now?
So this is a new event. It's called the Neighborhood Flea. It's from the lovely Carrie Nardini, who does the I Made It Market, which are very successful markets. Mm-hmm. She created this Neighborhood Flea, which is all about...
Oh, so flea market.
Flea markets, gotcha, yes. Okay. It's something I think
that... I was thinking the Red Hot Chili Peppers for some reason. Oh. That's where my head went.
Well, his name is also Flea. He will not be appearing at the Neighborhood Flea. Sorry. But if you want some old bowls with chilies on them, like
nice.
Vintage ones, nicely nice segue,
done. Yeah.
You might be able to find them at the Neighborhood Flea. So this is something I think that they did a long time ago in Pittsburgh and is being resurrected again. So you'll have a lot of different vendors. You might be able to find some vintage wares, some handmade things, but it's really a eclectic selection of items. You can check out the vendor list on the website through Yelp, of course, and that's from Sunday from 11 to 4, and Yelp will actually be there, so you can come. We'll have some cornhole, we'll have some giant Jenga, so you can come and play some games.
Giant Jenga, that sounds awesome.
It's awesome. It's pretty awesome.
So stop by and say hi to Rachel.
Yes, well, maybe not me. I'll be in and out. I'll be shopping. Gosh,
whoever's in the bright red
yes
Yelp t-shirt,
in the Yelp t-shirt, the brand ambassadors. I have to do my shopping and head to that other city named Cleveland.
The city whose name shall not be spoken.
Yes, yes. But I'll be back in Pittsburgh on Sunday, so I'll stop down.
What are you doing in Cleveland?
It's really shameful. My husband's a Cleveland Indians fan.
Oh, no.
So we're going there. But I'm excited. I want to do. Yes, for the stadium is cool. Yeah. I love the gourmet mac and cheese stand. Gourmet hot dog stand, and I'm excited to hopefully take a Great Lakes Brewery tour.
Oh, cool!
I love Great Lakes. So
yeah, they make pretty good beer. I've never been over there.
It's good. Never been to Cleveland before?
I've been to Cleveland. I just haven't seen or done anything there.
They may call it the Mistake on the Lake, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is awesome. It's got some cool things going
on. Okay, so qualified praise for Cleveland.
I'll be using Yelp.
Go crazy.
I'll be using Yelp. 28th country was launched this week, so I'll be using Yelp in Cleveland.
The 28th Yelp country, what country is it?
The 28th Yelp country was Chile.
Chile. Interesting. Okay. Where should I go for a burger in Santiago?
Oh my gosh. You can check out Yelp.
Yelp.com.
Yes, right. Yelp.com.
Okay. Rachel, thanks for stopping by.
All right. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
And that's it for this week, the weekend of August 22nd, 2014. Lots to do in the Pittsburgh area, and if you're interested in finding more details on any of the things we talked about, check out the show notes on the website, WESA.FM. Thanks to Reed Carter for helping with the web production. Thanks also to Josh Mobley at Josh Mobley Music on Twitter. He wrote and produced our theme music. Thanks also to Select Tracks Music. And, of course, as always, thanks to you for downloading. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. I'm playing a band called the Alabama Jammers. I'm standing by a llama, take a picture with your camera. I hope we don't get tricked by the Alabama scammer. Bing a bong a bong ba ba, giga 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 glandel. Bing a bong a bong ba ba, giga giga giga. I've been good.